C.S. Lewis was, of course, a great scholar, author, theologian of all sorts, but he was also a prolific letter writer. And he had a friend by the name of Arthur Greaves, to whom he wrote a letter where he talked about what he describes the pleasure of anger. The pleasure of anger. Listen to what Lewis says about the pleasure of anger. The pleasure of anger, the gnawing attraction which makes one return again and again to its theme, lies, I believe, in the fact that one feels entirely righteous oneself only when one is angry. That gnawing feeling, he says, where again we return once more to that feeling that I am entirely righteous when I am angry. Lewis goes on to talk about the pleasure of anger by saying that we nurse this pleasure when I think I'm right and the other person is wrong. I'm enlightened, the other person is in the dark. I'm justified, and I can therefore dismiss the other. I think it is this theme that St. Paul is talking about in a very complicated passage from Romans chapter 2. If you read Romans and think, I am not sure what the apostle is speaking about, you're not alone. It's the most difficult of all New Testament texts. But when we think about this chapter 2 and the verses that we looked at this morning through the lens of the pleasure of anger and St. Paul challenging us to guard our hearts against that pleasure, it begins to make sense. Now, when we're reading scripture, particularly technical parts of the Bible, like Romans 2, it helps to know what kind of literary genre this is. And it has a technical name. It's called a diatribe. What's a diatribe, you may ask? Well, it consists of a lively debate between the writer, St. Paul, and his hypothetical conversational partner, the reader. So we could say St. Paul is speaking to every person who's reading this text, and he's wanting to have a kind of hypothetical conversation. And in this conversation, listen to how St. Paul warns us to be on our guard against the pleasure of anger. He writes, "You have no excuse, whoever you are, when you judge others. For in passing judgment on another, you condemn yourself, because you, the judge, are doing the very same thing." In other words, what St. Paul is saying to us here is guard our hearts, be careful that our hearts do not become filled with the kind of self-righteousness that passes judgment on another and leaves me feeling superior. St. Paul wants us, his readers, to realize that rather than nursing the pleasure of anger, we are to nurse the pleasure of God's merciful goodness. Let me say that again. Rather than nursing the pleasure of anger, we are to nurse the pleasure of God's merciful goodness. Listen to what St. Paul says about God's merciful goodness. "Do you despise the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience? Do you not realize that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance?" Wow! Rather than looking outward at the other person and judging them, when we encounter God's merciful kindness, we recognize, "Lord, you want me to continue to change." Paul speaks about three qualities of God's merciful goodness: kindness, forbearance, and patience. God's kindness is synonymous with mercy in the Bible. It means God's understanding and compassion toward us. Forbearance differs from patience in that God is forbearing with those who sin out of weakness, and he endures with patience those who sin deliberately and brazenly. So forbearance is God's forbearing with someone who sins out of weakness, and his patience, those who sin deliberately and brazenly. So what does this all mean? Well, I think St. Paul is calling his conversation partner to realize that God's merciful goodness is to touch and transform our lives. Because when we relate more and more to God's merciful love, it will actually influence how we experience final judgment. If through our lives we have nursed the pleasure of anger, then in judgment we will experience God's holy and righteous anger. How does he put it? For those who are self-seeking and who obey not the truth but wickedness, there will be wrath and fury, says St. Paul. Conversely, if we seek to live by grace in the present, as those who cultivate the pleasure of God's merciful love, listen to what St. Paul writes. To those who by patiently doing good seek glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. Interestingly, if we nurse the pleasure of anger, we are in touch with the reality of hell. If we nurse the pleasure of God's merciful goodness, we are in touch with the reality of heaven. You know as well as I do, I think particularly in this time we're living right now, everywhere people are nursing the pleasure of anger. How much harder it is, my beloved brothers and sisters, to nurse and cultivate the pleasure of God's merciful love. Jesus himself warns us of the danger of the pleasure of anger in today's gospel. The Pharisees whom he addressed in this reading are being chastised by the Lord because they are so quick to judge others and feel so self-satisfied and self-justified. In light of today's readings, I know I have to examine my heart more and more, for I honestly am prone to nursing the pleasure of anger. But I pray for myself and for you, for any participating through the live stream, that we will ask the God of mercy to guard our hearts from the pleasure of anger, so that our souls are, in the words of today's psalm, waiting more and more upon the Lord, so that we can, in the midst of these times, delight in the pleasure of God's merciful goodness and love. This is the conversation that the Apostle St. Paul wants to have with us today.